Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. All right, y'all, type B business owners, this one is for you. Welcome back to another episode of Think Like an Integrator podcast. How do you business plan when you're not a planner? Man, I will admit, sitting down to write the outline for this episode was tricky for me because, y'all, this is not me. I am a planner. I am very type A. So to get in the head of someone who isn't and help them find a plan that works for them was tough. But thankfully, I've had a lot of experience working with type B visionaries. I also have some great business friends who are type B. So I was able to vox with them and chat with them a little bit as I was writing today's episode. And I'm excited. I'm excited to get to share something that's potentially a little bit different. And hopefully for those of you guys that are listening who are type B, we'll feel really encouraged and excited when you read this episode, or not read, but listen, listen to this episode. And I hope it makes you, first of all, I hope it makes you feel glad to be type B. Like, let's be honest, like if the whole world was type A, that would be a little bit of a scary place. And if the whole world was type B, that would be a little bit of a scary place. Like, we are both so needed. And if I have not taught y'all anything in listening to this podcast, I hope it's that you know that that visionary brain and that integrator brain are both so needed. And while there are type A visionaries, yes, I do not think that visionaries are only type B. I do think that most integrators are type A. Like, I am going to go out on a limb and say that. We're the detail-oriented project planners. We like the color coding and the spreadsheets and the checklists and all the things. Visionaries, there can be some type A tendencies in visionaries. I have worked with visionaries that absolutely relate within that type A-ness factor. But I've also worked with a lot of visionaries who are type B. Either way, though, we're all needed. And in the business space, there's so much beauty that comes from the type B brain and the type A brain. So let's get into today's episode as we talk about how do you business plan when you are not a planner. Here's the thing. As y'all are listening to this, I'm going to assume that you know the importance of planning. I'm going to assume that you understand the value of having a strategic business plan and how it can help you clarify your overall business vision, streamline the work that you're doing, grow your revenue, and overall feel more productive with the work that you are doing. Like, I'm just going to assume that y'all understand all of those things because, quite frankly, we don't have time in this episode to dig into the importance of a plan and also talk about how to plan if you're not a planner. So if you're listening to this, I know you want to plan and I want to help you plan. No one, type A or type B, wants to feel like a hamster running on a wheel making no progress. You want to feel like a marathon runner seeing those miles pass by. And that, y'all, that is what a business plan and a great goal setting system can help you do. So if you're type B, I hope you find this episode so encouraging for you. I've got six great tips to share when it comes to business planning if you do not feel like you are a planner. Number one, I want you to embrace flexible planning. I do not want you to think that you need to put yourself like square peg, round hole into a system that is too complex and too microed out for you. I want you to use flexible tools that allow you to adjust your schedule and go with the flow a little bit more. Something that I admire a lot about type B business owners is your overall flexibility and adaptability. I am not adaptable. Like, literally, y'all, I don't know if you guys have heard of the tool StrengthsFinders. It's amazing. They rank you, I believe it's 33, maybe it's 35 strengths. They rank you 1 through 33, 35, however many there are. And literally, adaptability is my very last one. Okay, so when I say I'm not adaptable, I'm not very adaptable. I like a plan and I like to stick to that plan. But you are type B and you can sometimes thrive in a flexible planning system. So I want you to be able to use tools that allow you to put an emphasis on being able to adjust things as needed. The key is having a guide. Like, we want you to have a guidebook. We want you to have some sort of structure, but still feel very loose within that structure. This is actually why I really love Trello, because not only is it really easy to drag and drop those to-dos throughout your week, but it also just allows you to have flexibility and like you can grab it on your phone, you can grab it on your laptop, you can grab it on your iPad, and whatever method you're working with, it can keep you organized. It's better than a million sticky notes on your desk, but it allows you to have some sort of structure of pulling up this app and seeing, okay, here's my Monday, here's my Tuesday, and here is the flow of the week. I actually have a free My Week Trello template that we'll make sure to link in the bottom. It's how I've taken Trello and turned it into my planner. I used to be like a diehard paper planner girl, and about 7 years ago, I switched over to Trello and have never looked back. I'm all about Trello, and I use a My Week planning system, and I have a free resource for you guys. You can grab it today. So we'll link it and then you can sign up for Trello. It's free and you can start using it. And I really think it will help you embrace some flexibility with planning. The second thing that I want you to do as a type B or someone who resonates with not being the best at business planning, is I want you to set broad goals with detailed steps. Right now, we are at the beginning of Q3, and we also will then have Q4 to follow. So in thinking about these next 6 months of the year and in quarterly planning, y'all know based on my last episode, I love a good 90-day goal. I am all about a 90-day plan. It's something that I preach to all of our clients. It's something that I will continue to preach here on this podcast. And I want you to try it. So when you are setting 90-day goals, I want you to break those goals down into small, manageable tasks. A great thing to try is what I call the top three approach. You're going to focus on three main tasks so that you're not feeling overwhelmed with the goal. You're going to have the broad goal and then break down three action items to move towards that goal in this quarter. Some goals you will not see completely through in a quarter. That is okay. That does not mean the goal failed. Some goals, y'all, are just too big. They need more time than 90 days because not only are you focusing on your goal, but you're also doing client work and all of these other things in your brand. You're not only focusing on the project or the goal. So sometimes we need to start a goal in one quarter knowing that we're going to actually finish it in the next. So I want you to have the top three approach. You're going to have the top three approach when it comes to your goals. You're also going to have the top three approach when it comes to your daily tasks, which I'm going to circle back to here in a minute. So I need to like put a mental note to not forget that I want to circle back to the top three in your daily rhythms too. When you are thinking about the top three for your overall quarterly goals, I want to give you guys some examples of quote unquote good goals that I personally deem really good goals, and then two to three benchmarks. So those like two to three top three things that you could then focus on towards that goal. So as a digital business owner, a goal that you could have for Q3 would be increase top of funnel, meaning you want more audience growth. You want to increase that overall, what is the top of funnel and the people coming in. So three benchmarks, the top three that you could have. Number one, create a content calendar for social media. Create a calendar. What are you doing? How are you pushing content out? Are you doing it on a whim every single week? Is that working for you? If it is, great. It's probably not though. So let's create a content calendar. You can use Trello for this. Then the second thing, you are going to create or revamp a current freebie. So task number one, create that content calendar for social media. Task number two, create or revamp that freebie. And then task number three, implement ManyChat. All three of those tasks work together hand in hand in hand and increase the top of funnel, which is your broad goal for 2023. So the main goal, increase top of funnel. And then the subtasks underneath of that are create that content calendar, revamp or create that new freebie, and then implement ManyChat that you were then using to point towards that freebie on your content calendar for social media. And bam, y'all, that is your quarterly goal. And then those are the top three that you, even as a type B business owner, can focus on throughout the quarter. Now, another example of a goal would be to begin to plan out your launch. Listen to how I worded that though. Begin to plan out your launch, because I actually do not think that you should be planning and implementing your launch all within a 90-day timeframe, especially if launching is not something that you have ever done before. Now, I do have some clients where we've rinsed and repeated some past launches. We've got like some well-oiled systems in place, and so we can execute that really well. But I don't want anybody who's newer to launches to try to do all of that in a 90-day timeframe. That feels very stressful. So the goal would be to create a project plan for your launch. Sit down and map out what needs to happen. We actually offer a roadmap service where you can have a call with one of our project managers and we can help you map out your entire launch. We have our templates that we have used for all of our clients from six-figure launches and plus. So we love to sit down and talk you through a project plan for your launch, everything that's needed on the operation side, everything that's needed on the marketing side. So a task that I would want you to do is to create a project plan for your launch. And if you needed a little bit of help, you could definitely come and work with us. We would love to map that out in the roadmap for you. And then the next task that you are going to do is due dates. You're going to work backwards based on when your launch is happening to then add in due dates to your launch. And then the third thing you're going to think about is, what bottlenecks do you have? What is holding you back from launching? I want you to make a list of what's holding you back from launching and then actually start like figuring out, okay, well, how can I solve this problem? Is it a lack of know-how? Is it not understanding a certain part of the strategy? Like, what is holding you up? And I'm willing to bet you can find a solution, or you can find somebody to help you work through those bottlenecks that you're facing so you feel even more confident in your launch plan. So again, remember, just like increasing top of funnel with those three steps, this one of beginning to map out your launch with these three steps, they all go hand in hand. So it allows you to be really focused, even if you don't feel like you're a planner, it allows you to be really focused on what your goals are and the very tangible things that you can do to hit those goals. Now, I also mentioned using a top three approach as a type B or not a planner person when it comes to just daily rhythms. I actually think this is really important even for the type A-ers. So this is like a bonus tip. I said there were six tips. We're going to say this is like 6.5 tips, I guess, because we're going to throw this one out here too. Tip 2.5. How about that? I think that when you are looking at your to-do list and it's a mile long, we can get paralyzed by the to-dos and therefore we don't want to take action on anything. Am I right? Whether you're type A or whether you're type B, I feel like we can all nod our heads and relate to that. So I love the top three approach strategy. This is not new. I did not invent this. It has been around for a long, long time. Pick three things and focus on those. Ignore the rest. They can wait. And just go one thing at a time. And that can help you be able to check things off, be able to feel accomplished without just stressing about all of the things that you don't have time or cannot do. All right, jumping into tip number three, I want you to incorporate creative time and or white space into your calendar. As somebody who is not a planner, it might feel stressful to you to be so planned out. I actually, when I was like thinking about this episode and writing this tip is one that I do a terrible job at. I'm going to be honest with you. I do a really bad job with white space, even though my brain could use it. Sometimes I do just need to like go for that drive. Let me just go get the Walmart pickup order because I just need to clear my head for the 10 minutes to and from Walmart. I need to do a better job of factoring in white space, but because I'm so type A and I tend to plan out every single hour on the hour, it's really hard for me to find the value ahead of time in that creative time and white space time. So this is something that I am slightly jealous of for those of you who are a little bit more type B and who tend to do this more regularly and do it really well. So I want you to just schedule time where you don't have anything on your plate. Maybe if you're doing like a theme day in your work week, you literally have a day or you have a half day where it's like white space time and you don't have a top three to-dos. You don't have to focus on quarterly goals. You don't need to respond to your emails and you can do what you need to do in that time. I think that could be really, really important for those of you who are type B to allow your freedom and your creativity to rule the show and not box yourself in. Another tip, so tip number four is going to be having an accountability partner. I feel like I talk about this in a lot of our episodes because I'm all about community in our business. And I have found that I get more done when I am held accountable and I have somebody who's like linking arms with me throughout the project or the work that I am doing. If you have team members, this is great. Sharing with your team. It doesn't make you seem like you're not a good boss if you don't know all the things. It makes you more relatable. They love to see your vulnerability. It invites them into conversations and overall can boost your team morale. So if you have a team, if you have a VA, if you have a small team, allow them to come along on this journey with you and be part of your accountability. If you don't have a team, I know you have to have a biz bestie. So maybe you guys have a weekly Voxer check-in or a voice DM conversation or a Zoom call, whatever it might be, but have some accountability in there so that you don't feel alone when it comes to working on the things that you are working on. The next tip that I want to share is tip number five, celebrating small wins. I love to do this. And again, this is another one that as much as I love to do it, I don't do it very well. I don't do it often enough. And so I think this can be something for those of you guys that feel like planning, maybe you're like, oh, planning's not my thing. I'm not good at planning. So let's celebrate when you are. Let's celebrate when you tackle those three things on your to-do list. And that could be something so little, you guys, maybe you just made cookies and you're like, okay, I'm gonna go downstairs and give myself an afternoon snack of that cookie and some iced coffee. If I do, boom, boom, boom. There you go. That is like such a small, fun way to stay motivated and encouraged in the work that you are doing by celebrating the things that you are doing. It could also mean that you give yourself, maybe you're like, okay, I'm gonna like get to inbox zero and then I'm gonna give myself 15 minutes scrolling through Instagram reels and just like giggling and laughing at all the fun things that I'm seeing. Like what Whatever it needs to be that celebratory small win for you, do something to celebrate the planning that you are doing. And then the last tip that I want to share with you guys is to review and adjust. I want you to regularly review your progress so that you can adjust the plan as needed. This means that you need to set aside time to reflect on what's working and what isn't working. As a type B personality, potentially, likely, if you don't love planning, you're probably, again, very flexible and you're very adaptable. That's great. This means that if something isn't going the way you thought, you can adjust, you can pivot. So I want to encourage you to find some time and go ahead and pull out your calendar now and block time once a month to review and adjust what is working and what isn't working, so that you can make those pivots and those adjustments as needed throughout the entire year. I do not want you to get to the end of the year and say, man, I knew I wasn't good at planning and look, I didn't do it again this year. No, 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 that is not what we want. We want you to have a regular check-in so that you can determine, is this something I can do or is this something that I can't do? I also think alongside of this, it could be really powerful for you to share some of those vulnerabilities with a business mentor or somebody in your life that you trust on the business side of things so that he or she can help you turn on the planner side of your brain. So I mentioned in tip number one, like I want you to find a flexible planning system and that I love Trello and I think Trello might be a good fit for you. Maybe that means that you need to work with somebody to help make Trello a good fit for you. Like maybe you open up Trello and you're like, this girl is crazy. I have no idea what's going on. There are cards, there are lists, there are checklists, there are due dates. Like what do I even do? How do I even make this happen? So reach out to a coach, reach out to someone on my team and we can work with you to create a system that works for you and allows you to then have that flexibility in your planning, have those regular check-ins so that you can adjust as needed throughout the planning process. I also think that within reviewing and adjusting, having some sort of visual representation of the plan could be really helpful. I've talked about my printable quarterly calendars. I think these are great whether you're type A or you're type B, because if you have this large poster on your wall, something you can make pretty, you can have fun with the colors and the stickers and the washi tape, if that's even still a thing. That's what I used to do years ago when I first created the calendars. It was all about the washi tape. You can have so much fun with it. And then again, as somebody who is more creative, wants to see the brightness on that calendar. It allows you to get excited about what's in store and then be able to review and adjust on that calendar as needed throughout the quarter. All right, Type B friends, I want to know, was this helpful? What questions do you guys have? Like, I'm genuinely curious because, again, y'all know, like, I'm not type B. I am definitely type A. And so even in writing this, it was trickier for me, but in a good way. It like challenged me because I want this to be helpful. I want you to listen to this and be able to take some action and have some fun in the challenges of planning so that it doesn't feel so challenging for you, so that it feels encouraging and it feels exciting as you are able to track the progress that you are making throughout the quarter. So questions that y'all have, send me a DM, let me know. And if there's something else you do, if you are type B and if you're like, oh, Kat, these are great, but wait, I do this other thing and this is also really cool, please tell me. I can save that, pocket that for a future episode. We can have some DM conversations about it. I would love to be able to hear all of the things that you guys are doing as you are making plans for your business, even if you're not a planner. Thanks for listening, y'all. I'll see you guys or talk to you guys next week.